Okay, today is Daf Mem. We were on Daf Mem, the very first word of Daf Mem. Amar Rav. Rav said, Tol Baruch, Eino Tzarech Levarech. If somebody made a bracha on bread, and before he ate it, before he ate his bread, he said, take bread, Tol Baruch, go take and make a bracha. Right, Rashi says, Habotzeah, somebody cut up challah, kodem shetoam min aprusa, before he ate it, bata mimena, he cut up more pieces, vahoshit lami, she'etlo, and he gave it to those that were sitting around the table, v'amale tol miprusa sabracha, take from this piece, right? Afal pi shesach bentayim, even though he spoke, ein tzarech lachzo levarech, you don't have to repeat it. Even though talking is a hafsik, kidamina b'menachos, like we say in menachos, sach bein tefillin with tefillin. If you're talking between your tefillin shal rosh, your tefillin shal yad, tzorech levarich, you got to make another bracha. V'chei b'chis yadam, hach over here, sicha tzorech bracha, sicha's for the bracha, v'lo mafsik. It's not a hafsik. It's not an interruption. Okay, good. But have melach. Have a lift on, back in the Gemara, Tzarech Levarech. If someone says, please pass the salt, please pass the relish, you have to make a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan, what do you mean? Lechachila. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afila hevi melach. Even if someone says, please pass the salt, hevi lift on, please pass the relish, nami ain't Tzarech Levarech. You also don't have to make a bracha. You don't have to, the sakas that it has it. Why? It's Tzarech Achila. Gavil l'tore, go get the dog food. Here, the Torah is an ox. Prepare the food for the ox. Gevil l'tor, prepare the food for the ox. Tzarech levarech. You have to make a bracha, right? Rav Sheshes Amar, no. Afilu gvol l'tor, nami ain't tzarech levarech. Even if you say that, prepare the food for the animals, you don't have to make a bracha. What's the case? You washed, you made a bracha, before you eat the bread, oh, wait a minute, we didn't feed the dog. Right? You're allowed to say, go feed the dog. It's not a hefsek, right? Okay. By the way,
are we talking about the bracha for washing hands?
No, the bracha for eating.
So you
made a hamotzi lechem in aretz. You're about to. Oh wait a minute. We didn't feed the dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why? Why? Because it's considered tzarech achila. Why? Because the dog is helpless. It's waiting for you. So kabbalistic reasons to some of the mafarshim explain. Pashtus is you can't eat before the animals eat. Because they're dependent on you. Rivka did that. She fed the animal before she fed Eliezer. You can't. They have no way of getting food. So they can't get into the cupboard without by themselves. They can't get in. Only you can feed them. You have a chiyuv to feed them. And it even becomes before you eat. Same thing with everything. Salt. Pass the salt. So what's bread without salt? That's not bread. So you have to say pass the salt. You're allowed to say pass the salt. All of them are said in double lashons. Tol Baruch, have you lived, right? Gvol Latori. Why do I say double twice? The answer is, to say it twice, that's how people talk. People talk and they say it twice. So the extra time's also not a hefsek. You could talk like that. That's how people talk. Others say, the reason why it says it twice is to say, it's not even Toch Kedei Dibur. It's too many words. You're out of Toch Kedei Dibur, it's still okay. Right? To go out of its way, it's still okay. Damar Yehuda Amar Rav. You're not allowed to eat before the animals eat. Shinema, like it says, first, the animals eat, then you eat. Amar Rava, Bar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Chia, Ein Habotzea, Rechai Libtzoa, Ad Sheyaviu Melech Aliftun Lefnei Kol Echad Ve'Echad. You shouldn't really cut your challah until they bring you the salt. Right? Okay. So, look at the top tosvos. In the top tosvos, right smack in the middle of that tosvos, the last word on the line says, v'anu. But we, ain anu regilim lahavi ala shulchan, lo melach v'lo liftan. We don't have to have bread, we don't have to have salt or relish on our table. Mishum depas shalanu chashuv. Our bread's different. It's more chashuv. I don't know what the bread was like in the times of the Gemara. I don't know. I don't know what Tosfos is. I don't know what it means really. I don't know what the difference is. V'harei he ki ha'ar da'amar b'samach les din tzarech b'sheish. We're going to see in a minute that someone's going to say, why didn't you have salt? So he's going to answer, because my bread was good, I don't need salt. So we're going to give such an answer in a minute. Mihu, Rabbi Menachem, hayamidaktig ma'od. He was very, I don't know who this Rabbi Menachem is. He was very, he comes up again in the daf today. He was a Bali Tosfos, I guess. He was medacting very much, lahavi melech ala shulchan, to put salt on the table. Kedeisya b'medrash, listen to this. The medrash says, kishe Yisrael yoshvin ala shulchan, when the people are waiting on the table, they're sitting around the table, umamtin in ze ez ze, and they're waiting. Ad she yitlu yedeyem, right? Until everyone else washes. You wash, you're sitting there. What are you doing? Nothing. You're sitting there with nothing to do, right? Hein v'lo below mitzvos. There's no mitzvos. What are you doing? Just waiting for everyone else to wash. Hasatan mekatreg alehem. It's a good time for the satan to be busy. The bris melach megin alehem. And the bris melach is mechaper that. It protects you. What does that mean? What does that mean? It's like some Kabbalistic tosfos. What does that mean? So we'll try to give an answer in a minute. First, let's just finish the get to the two dots. Rava bar Shmuel iklo lebei reish galusa. Rava bar Shmuel went to the beis galusa. Afiku le rifta, they gave him bread. Ubatza lehedya, he made a bracha right on the spot. Amrule hadama mishmaitzei, you going back from your what you said? Didn't you just say that you have to get salt? Amale les din tzarech b'sheish. This salt doesn't need waiting. B'sheish means waiting, as Rashi points out. Ikuv, waiting. Kimo Boshesh Richbo, right? The sister's mother was waiting for her son to come back. Waiting. Right? Waiting. Means waiting. Klomar, Pasnikiahi Zu. This is clean bread. Vein sarach lifton. I don't need anything on it. I don't need relish, I don't need salt. That's good to go like this. That's why you didn't wait. If you have bad bread, you ain't a chanam, you have to have salt. And then Tosva said, we have salt anyway today, because it protects us during our waiting period when waiting to wash. Right? That's what it said. That's what it also said. It protects us. So,
waiting to wash. About Beis HaMikdash
or anything. Oh, so Tosfos didn't say a word about that. Tosfos didn't say a word about that. He didn't say if it's Shabbos or weekday. He didn't say a word. He said, well, no one could do anything. Everyone's sitting around. The Sutton's busy then. He's Mekatrig. The salt protects you. That's why you should have salt. Even if you have good, clean bread, you have to bring salt to the table. He doesn't say, and that's all he said. So the Shibboleth HaLeket says in the name of the Gaonim that Shulchan's called the Mizbeach. The shulchan's done to the mizbeach, like it says, "Hamizbeach v'zeh shulchan lefnei Hashem." It's a pasuk in Yecheskel, right? Just like a mizbeach is mechaper, so too your shulchan is mechaper. How's the shulchan mechaper? What does that mean? Just like the mizbeach is mechaper, your shulchan is mechaper. What does that mean? Because you invite guests.
Yeah.
Is that what it means? It means you make brachas, you eat like a normal person. I'm not sure what it means exactly. What's shulchan mechaper? What is the shulchan doing for you that's mechaper, right? And in Bezbech it says you should have salt. So too by the Shulchan you have salt. Does that satisfy you? That doesn't... That's the best I have over here.
It is what it is.
Right.
So what does the quality of the bread have to do with anything?
What?
Our bread doesn't need salt. What does that mean? Because it tastes...
I think it's because it tastes...
Yeah. They add sugar to it. It's got a lot of flavor.
That's why they had salt back then, because it wasn't flavor.
I don't know.
Just flour and water.
So what's the whole point of dipping in salt altogether?
What?
Why do you dip in salt altogether?
Why do you dip in salt?
Yeah.
That's the way Kabbalistic things. Yeah.
I can't tell you.
I don't know why. What?
Every covering on his mouth is used with salt.
No, Mr. Brewer says you should dip it. And that's a Kabbalah. To dip
rather than sprinkle.
Right, exactly. Exactly. But so the Tosa says it protects you. From the Sultan. How does it do that exactly? We're not 100% sure. Right? The well, like it says, your table is like the Mizbeach. How is that? We're not 100% sure. So what? Do it anyway. Right? Everyone says to do it, so do it. Doesn't cost any money to do it. Right?
First
or last. Vamar Rava Bar Shmuel, Mishem Rabchia. Ein Mei Raglayim, Kalim, Elabi Yeshiva. What does it have to do with anything? I don't know. Meraglayim only really ends. It only really ends when you're sitting down because you're afraid it's gonna the drops are gonna go on your shoes. People are gonna think there's something wrong with you. They're gonna think your kids are mamzerim that you can't father children. So therefore, sit down. The armor of kahana uba afar tichuach. But if it's soft dirt, then I feel about me even if you're standing up because it'll go into the dirt. It won't go on your shoes. V'leka afar tichuach. If you don't have that, Yam b'makom gavoa, go to a high place. V'yishdan l'makom midron, and go to the bathroom on an incline, so it won't go on your shoes. Fine. I don't know what this is doing here.
And how did it fit in here?
It's the same person. It's the same person. Right. It's the same person. From a Rava Bar Shmuel, same person, Rava Bar Shmuel. Mishmei de Rav Chia, achakal achilatzcha achamelach. After all your food, eat meat, salt. Vachakal shtiyatzcha shtei mayim. After all your drinks, drink water. Via tenizik, you won't get harmed. Tanya nam yachi, achakal achilatzcha achamelach. After all your food, eat salt. Vachakal shtiyatzcha shtei mayim. After all your drinks, drink water. Via tenizik, you won't be harmed. Tanya yedach, achakal machal. If you ate everything, v'lochamelach, you didn't have salt. Shasa kol mashkin, you drank everything. Well, shasa, you didn't drink water, but yo, in the day, yidak min rei chapeh. You have to worry about bare breath. Ubalayla, at night, yidak min askura. You'll have to worry about askura, which is some kind of disease. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, hamikva. Mikva means a lot of water. Drink a lot of water. Achilaso b'mayim. Hamikva achilaso b'mayim. When you're eating, you drink a lot of water. Ain obali de choli me'ayim. You won't have any stomach problems. Fekama, how much water? Amar v'chista. Ketone lapas, a jug, which was whatever the size was, for proportionally for bread. Amar Rav Mari, Amar Yochanan, Hiragil Ba'adashim, if you always have beans, lentil beans, Achas Shoshim Yom, once every 30 days, Manea Askar Mitoch Beso, that'll keep the Askar out of your house. Avokoyomalok, don't do it every day. My time or not, Mishun Dekashal Be'achapeh, it's not good for your breath. Amar Rav Mari, Amar Rav Rebbe, Yochanan, Hirga b'chardol, achas l'shoshim yom. You have mustard once every 30 days. Monea chaloim mitoch beso. It'll keep the sicknesses out of your house. Avol kol yom olob. Not every day. It's not every day. You shouldn't have it every day. My time or why not? Mishum dekasha l'cholsha deliba. It's bad for a weak heart. Amar v'chia barav ashi. Amar v'rav. Hirga b'dagim ketanim. If you have small fish, eno b'decholim e'ayim. You won't have any stomach problems. Not only that, elosha dogim ketanim, small fish, mafrin umarbin, they multiply a lot, umavrin kol gufo shaldim, and they make healthy the whole body. Okay.
It makes you more fertile. It says
here. Yeah, and fine, good, makes you more fertile. Amar v'cham v'Rabbi Chanina, hergel b'ketzach. If somebody has ketzach, is cumin, ain't about de kav lev. You're not going to have any heart problems. Meisve, heart what?
Hard burn,
okay. Meisvei, there's a brayta that says, Rishimeng l'omer, ketzach, echad mishishim samim manayam avasu. What do you mean? It's one of the 60 ingredients of death. Vayashin l'mizrach, and if someone sleeps on the eastern side, Garonrono, where they process this spice, dama barosho. You blood's in your head. You're asking for it. So what do you mean? What do you mean it's healthy? It's just opposite. It's death. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha, when it's bad, is berecho, just the smell. Ha, when is it good, betaimo. So if you eat it, don't smell it. Wear nose plugs and eat it like that. Eimadi, Rabirmiya's mother, afile rifta, she used to bake bread, umadabkale, and she would detach this umakalfale. She did something to remove the smell. There'd be no smell. You can taste it, that's good, but the smell's bad. So she did something, I don't know what she did exactly, somehow to get rid of the smell. Okay. Good. That almost finished the first Mishnah. The last part of the Mishnah was for Behuda Omer Bori Minei Deshoyim. That on vegetables, you say, not a Bori Priyadama, which is very general, Bori Minei Deshoyim, which is more specific. So, Amr Zerav, Itam Rav Chinana Bar Papa, Ein Halacha Krib Yehuda. We don't pass on Krib Yehuda. Okay? Why do we need to know that? The Pnei Yeshua says, we never pass on Krib Yehuda, because, we never pass like a yachid against the rabbin. So the anonymous, everybody holds, you make bar b'yadama. Rabbi Huda says, well, no, I have a das yachid. Oh, we don't hold like him. Of course we don't hold like him. It's das yachid. So Pnei Yeshua says, well, listen to this. V'amar b'zeir v'itam b'vchina bar papa, my time with Rabbi Huda. What's Rabbi Huda's opinion? What's his reason? What's his reason? We don't hold like him anyway. So the fact that the Gemara goes out of its way to give him a car for him, maybe we hold like him. Comes the Gemara, first of all, we don't hold like him. Why are we giving him a car? Because what we're going to say now is a very beautiful thought. Amar Kra, it says in the Pasuk, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Bless Hashem every day. What's Yom Yom? V'chi b'yom b'varchin oso, u'b'layla e'im b'varchin oso, only by day, not by night? What does it mean, b'lachin every day? El lo malacha, kol yom v'yom, every day, tein lo me'ein b'rachosav, give Hashem the brachos that are appropriate for that day. Because every day is different. So this today's not yesterday. So every single day is different. And you should thank Hashem for that. Hachanami here too, kol min v'min, tein lo me'ein b'rachosav. Every species is different. Every species is different. Don't make one bracha that covers everything. No, be different, be unique. Every day is unique. Thanking Hashem for that, that's the vart. That's how we wanted to... We don't hold like Rabbi Huda, but that was a nice vart. So that's how we brought it down. Okay. Thumb of Zeh, Rav Itam, Rav Chinan... What?
If you did say...
I don't think so. Thumb of Zeh, Rav Itam, Rav Chinan, Bar Papa. Bar Rav'e... Look how Hashem is different. Midas of Hashem is different than Midas Basav Adam. Midas Basav Adam, regular person, regular things in the world, Kli Reikon, Machzik. Empty Kalim, you can put things in. Mole, ain't a Machzik. If it's full, you can't put anything in. It's spill over, it's full. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu, ain't okay. Hashem's not like that. Mole, Machzik. If it's full, then you can put things in it. Reikon, if it's not full, ain't a machzik. You can't. What does that mean? That means that Ruchnius has no end. Oh, it gets so full of Torah. Can't fit any more Torah in that guy? That's ridiculous. Can't fit any more mitzvahs in that person. No more chesed can fit into that person. That's crazy. Right? I can't put any more water into the cup. If I put any more water, it'll spill over. That's true. That's the difference between Ruchnius and Gashmius. That's one vart. Right? That's one vart. The Ben Yoyada says, it's talking about a person himself. The same person. How much can you eat already? So at a certain point, you can't eat anymore. You eat anymore, you're going to burst. Right? Ruchnius? No such thing. No such thing. What does it mean? A kli that's empty can't be filled. Right? Which means, where is it? That chachma only comes to someone that has chachma. If you have chachma, then I can put more chachma in. If you don't have any chachma, I can't put any in. So then how do you first get chachma if you don't have any chachma? You don't have any chachma. How do you get the first chachma inside you?
It's nice by saying if you're a dummy, you can't do it.
No, it says the more you learn, the more it's easy you could continue to learn. If you're a guy who...
Right.
Devoid of any Torah, then you can't put any Torah in.
Yeah, but here's what he says. Im chachma baal rak l'hadam chacham, if chachma only comes to someone with a chacham, Ketad Tavala Chachma Rishona. How'd the first Chachma come? How'd that happen? Right? The answer is, if you learn, you're Zocha the Chachma. That's not an answer. That's not a question. Okay. Shenemar, like it says, V'yom Shemoa Tishma, right? V'yom Shemoa Tishma, V'yom Lav Lo Tishma, right? Davar Acher, Im Shemoa B'yashan, if you listen, old things, Tishma B'chadosh. New things. If you turn away from listening, so nothing to listen to, you're not going to listen anymore. Okay. Next. Beirach al peiros ha'ilon, bar pri adama, yata. If somebody made a bracha on a fruit, they made a hadama, that's yotze. Why is it yotze?
Because it comes from the ground.
Al peiros ha'aretz, bar pri ha'etz, lo yotze. If you made a bar priya 8 on a vegetable, you're not yotze. Why? Because they don't grow on trees. V'al kulam im amar, shakol niya bedvaro, yotze. On all of them, if you make a shahakol, you're yotze. Right? It's the catch-all. Right? The Magen Avraham says, if you have a suffik, what bracha to make? So he says, lichat chila, you can make a shahakol. I have a suffik. I don't know bracha, I don't know what this is. Is it a fruit? Is it a vegetable? I have no idea. I'm just going to make a shahakal. Right. Right? You can do that. 100%.
Shahakal is all inclusive.
Correct. The Magen Avraham says, you know, it's better to do than that. Not following the halacha. It's not saying that. Not following the halacha. What's better than that is to wash. Because if you wash, then whatever you eat, you don't have to make a bracha. That's a better thing to do. Interesting, no? Okay.
So you're saying you wash and you make an almond juice?
Yeah, except that if it's fruit, that doesn't the wash doesn't say it doesn't save you anyway, right? Okay. It says the Gemara, man tanner the Iker Elon Arahu. Who said that the Iker of an Elon is the ground? And if you make a Hadama, you're Yotze. Who holds like that? So Amr of Nachan by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Rabbi Yehuda hi, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Listen to this Gemara, it's very hard now. Ditnan, there's a mission in Bikurim that says like this. What's Bikurim? Bikurim are first fruits. So, Yavash Hamayon, you have a field, and you took off the first fruits. Then, the fountain in your field dried up. V'niktzas ha'ilon, and the tree got chopped down. So you gave Bikurim on pomegranates. You took off the pomegranates, they're in a basket, you're on your way to Yerushalayim, and then someone says, oh, the tree just got knocked down. Maybe you bring the fruits to Yerushalayim as Bikurim, but ve'eno kore. But you don't read the psukim that you say when you bring Bikurim. Why not? Because you're only chati Bikurim. What happened to the Bikurim? What happened? Because the tree is not here anymore. So what? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, the Rashi of Yavesh Hamayin v'nixas ha'ilan. Hayelo beit hashlachin. You had an irrigated field, ubo mayon, and there was a water in there. Shehu mashkehu mimenu. That was watering the field. V'katzar bikur mimenu. He took the bikur from this field. V'achar kach yavish mayon. And afterwards, it dried up. V'chein tzdei ilon. Yet it's trees. V'katzar bikur mimenu. V'achar kach nichtzat ha'ilon. No more bikur. You say you bring the bikur, but you don't say the psukim. It's like a half a bikur. Why? What's going on here? What's going on here? What? Yeah. She'eni yachal lomer minho adama asher nasatili. You can't say that this is the land that Hashem gave me because it's dried up. Kivin diyavish hatmayan v'nitzas ha'ilan mimena. But lo le'ara. There's no more land. It's like my land's not here. This is not good land. The tree's gone. So you can't say that. You can't say the psukim. You can still do the bikurim, but you can't say the psukim. What does that have to do with our brachas issue? So what do you see from here? Right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, maybe the Kore. Oh, you can still bring him. Why? Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that? Right? Because it still comes from the ground. Even though the tree's not here, the ground's still here. So according to him, if you made a dhamma on fruit, it's good. Okay? Good. Then we said, correct. Because maybe it's not a rabbim against a yachid. Yeah. This is a mission of Bikurim. Right?
Our Mishnah says a yotze.
Yeah. Who's the author of our Mishnah? It's a Yehuda. Okay. Then we said, if you say, Alperos Ha'aretz, if you say on Peros Ha'aretz, right? You're supposed to say Ha'adama. But you say Ha'etz, you're not Yotze.
It's
a pshita. Not obvious. Amar of Nachan by Yitzchak, lo nitzrucha el al Rabbi Yehuda. This only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar who says, chita min ilonhu. That a wheat is a tree. Has the status of a tree. Wheat is called a tree. Titania. Ilon cha'acha menu Adam Arishon. What was the fruit that Adam Arishon ate from? Rameir says, gefen haya. It was a grape. How do you know it was a grape? She'ein lecha davar shemevi yulala ala adam el yayin. Nothing brings more weeping, more pain to the world than wine. She'nemar v'yesh min ayayin v'yiskar. He drank from the wine, he got drunk. Right? Reb Nechemya omer te'ena haisa. It was a fig. She'davar she'niskal kulubo niskinu. What the downfall was the fixing. She'nemar like it says, V'yitzburu aleo te'ena. And they put on te'ena. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chita hoitha. It was wheat. She'en tinak yudea likros, abba v'ima, ajitum tam davan. Kids don't know how to speak. The kids learn how to speak when they're able to eat solid foods. Right? When they're no longer nursing. And again, that's usually around the same time. Anyway, we called it the etadat. It was a tree. Wheat is a tree? Yeah, they call it a tree. I would have thought, Havel v'amar b'Yehuda, chita min ilonhu, chita's a tree, yivarech alea bore priyo eitz. You make all eitz on that. Kamash malon, no. Hechadim arachina bore priyo eitz. When do you make a bore priyo eitz? Hechadichi shalakta le'le prairie. When you take the fruit away, Isya leguza the hadar mapik. The leaves stay there and they come back next season. Right? What? That the tree, the other reason? No. No, I never said that. Avohecha, the chishalat lelepeiri. When I take the fruit out, lese leguza, there'll be no more leaves. The hadam apit is going to return. Lo bervachina lebar priya eight, ella bar priya dama. You don't make a eight, rather you make a hadama. So go back to Amud Aleph. The Tosfa says, Mahacha Nira, from here I think, the tusim are berries. U parzij, u buntunush, whatever those are, ukiyotze behen, and other things like them, tzrichin levarechel and bar priya eitz. You make all eitz. Why? They don't grow on trees. They grow on bushes.
Blueberries.
So is a strawberry. No.
Patch. No.
A patch.
Strawberries that grow on the ground.
Says Tosfos. What? Exactly. Shaharei derecha eitz leskayim yomim rabim v'chishak ala peri b'shana zu hadasi peri b'shana eitz la'atzmo comes back next year. Therefore, I have to make an eitz. Mihu, however, Rabbi Menachem, hevi rayim Yerushalmi b'mseches klayim demachina lakol mini ha'otod bar pri adama. On all these like thorn, it calls a thorn. Otod means a thorn. It doesn't mean that. I think it means like bushes type of bushes. Dekamer hasam. Hahigin va'atadin min ilonhein ve'enon klayim bekerim uparech ayv otanya elohein mine deshayim hakundos va'atad. So they are trees. U'mishani taman lebracha v'achal leklayim. It depends. What are you talking about? You're talking about klayim. You're talking about bracha. They could be. They don't have to match. Klayim is only on vegetables. So for vegetable purposes, it could be not klayim. And for brachas, it could be yes, a vegetable, or the other way around. It doesn't have to match. Alma le'enyan bracha. Minid deshayin, make that kind of bracha. Okay, so see, it goes back and forth. At the end of the day, I think we hold that you do make a bar priya eitz on berries, even though they don't grow on trees like apple trees. They don't grow like that in apple trees, but they, since they last from year to year, we do make a bracha. That's what I think.
I was told that if the bush is just a low bush,
yeah,
and I think it, you know, like an amma more than an amma, less than an amma's high, then it's hadama.
That's not the cutoff. The cutoff is if the leaves come back. Mm-hmm. That's the test. That isn't how tall it is. So I don't know. I'm not paskining here. I'm already raising the issue. This is a yotzei min haklal because it's funny. We think of trees as tall trees, and these are bushes, patches. What do you want to call them? Not trees. So what? Since they return every year, the same one, it should be a eight. What the halacha is? You have to ask somebody. Then we said valkulim omar shahakol yotzei. Itmar, Ravuna Amar, Chutz min hayayin upas. Yeah, that's good. Not wine, not bread. Why? Amar Chutz min hapas, umin hayayin. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu pas v'yayin, even pas and yayin, you can make a shahakal even on them. Neim a ketanoi, let's say it's a machlokas tanoim. Roa pas, if someone saw bread, v'omar, and he said, kama no pas zeh, Baruch Hamakom Shabari Yatza Shabara. Wow, look at that bread! Wow, unbelievable! That God's amazing. Yatza, your Yotza, your bracha. Re'e te'ena. We saw a date, not a date, a fig. Varman, he said, Kamana te'ena zu. What an unbelievable fig that is! Baruch Hamakom Shabara. Bless Hashem that made it. Yatza, your Yotza, Divr Meir. Remeir says your Yotza. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Kol Hashana b'matbeya shetavu chachamim bebrachos leYotza dechavaso. You have to make a bracha, like we make a bracha. Bracha, ta, Hashem, l'kenim. You can make up your own nusach. Name of Rav Huna, who said what? Rav Huna said that pas and yayin are different. Then you can't say a shahakol. They say the amar k'Rav Yossi. They are like Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi said you can't change the bracha. Rav Huna said the same thing. You can't change the bracha of pas and yayin. Not the same thing at all. Rav Yossi says you can't change the bracha from the standard nusach. Rav Huna is talking about if you said shahakal by mistake on pas and yayin, it's a yotze. That's not the same sheet at all. Yeah. But the Gemara is connecting them. Rav Yochanan Amar, Damar, Rav Yochanan Damar Kerav Meir, and Rav Yochanan holds like Rav Meir. That what? Rav Meir said you can make a bracha on a shahakal on pas and yayin, and Rav Yochanan said that you can make a funny bracha like, thank you, Hashem. Well, wow, that's amazing, Hashem. That's a good enough of a bracha. Same shita. You can change the bracha, really. Right? Okay. Yeah. Amalach Ravuna, another Amri Afil or Meir. I really can hold like Rav Meir. I can look on Rav Meir, Hassam, Elahecha to come Midkashme the Pass. Because over there, at least he mentioned bread. Amalacha, but over here, the law called Midkashme the Pass. You don't mention bread at all. You don't even mention bread. Afil or Rav Meir, Moda. Even Rav Meir would agree to Rav Yossi that it's not a bracha. Rav Yochanan and Amalach, another Amri Afil or Rav Yossi. I can even hold like Rav Yossi. I'd kind of come Rabbi Yossi, Hasam El Abisham to come a bracha, they'll take the Rabbana. Rabbi Yossi said, you made a bracha, it doesn't exist. No bracha like that. Avil Amar Shakol Niabit Varo, Benish Hakol, to take the Rabbana, that's such a bracha. I feel a Rabbi Yossi mode, even Rabbi Yossi would agree that it's good, so we didn't resolve the question. Binyamin Raya, Binyamin the shepherd, Karach Rifta, he ate bread, Varman, he said, Baruch Morei the high pizza. Blessed Hashem for this bread. Amar Yarav, Yatsa, Yotze. If I'm a Rav, call bracha she'en ba'as karas Hashem, ain't a bracha. He didn't mention Hashem's name. What do you mean? The Arach, Baruch Machmana, Mare, Baha'i Pita. What do you mean? He said, bless, thank you Hashem. This is bracha achmona, by the way. So, v'abayin and shalosh brachos. You have to say three brachas to be benched. So this is benching. Thank you Hashem for this bread. You yotze benching? Yeah, says yeah. Yotze benching. What about nodolcha? What about v'alkei nekavol? What about that? Ma yotze, the kama Rav? Nami yotze de bracha rishana. Right, you only yotze the first bracha. You yotze the first bracha. My kamash malan. What's the chiddush? Afagav de omr b'loshen chol. That you said it in a loshen chol. You said it in your own nusach. Or you said it in English. Tanina, that's old news. Elu devar, elu nemer b'chol loshen. The following things you could say in any loshen. Parsha sota. Right, there's a whole nusach over there when they bring the woman to be that she's a sota. Vidri Meiser, I get rid of all my Meiser, you could say with any language. Krishma, Tfila, Brechas Amazon. I already know you could say Brechas Amazon in any language. That's not the same thing. Itzrach, one second. Sogatai Dachemina, I would have thought, Hani Mili de Armor Blashan Chol, Kihechi de Tikni Rabbanan Blashan Kodesh. No, no, no. If I don't know how to read Hebrew, then I'll read the English of the Nusach of the Hebrew. Benching has there's a benching in the sitter. I get myself an English bencher, and I can read the English words. I'm Yotze. Shema. I don't know how to say Shema. I'm a Baal Tshuva. I don't know how to read Hebrew yet. I'll read the English. That you could do. But to make up your own words? Who said you could do that? Right? Avalo Amr Blashon Chol. But if I didn't say it in a different language, Kiyechid Tikner Rabbana Blashon Kodesh. Aim Allah, that's not good. I'm not going to say, benching's too long. I'll say, you know what? I'll make my own nusach. I'll make up my own words. Maybe you couldn't do that. Kamashon, you could do that too. Why not? I don't know if you can do that with Shema. But with benching, you could do it. Right? They made up words. You want to say the English translation? That's fine. The French translation? That's make up your own Muslim? You can do that too. That's a big chiddush. Gufa. Amar Rav. Kol bracha she'ein ba'as karas Hashem, ain't a bracha. Any bracha doesn't mention Hashem? What kind of bracha is that? For Yochanan Amar, kol bracha she'ein ba'as malchus, ain't a bracha. If it doesn't have malchus, it's not a bracha. Right? So he said before, thank you, Hashem, for this piece of bread. The answer is, you add the words in, thank you, Hashem, the King of the Universe, for this piece of bread. Right? Omar Abaya, Kavaseh de Rav Mestabra. I think Rav is right. The Tanya, because there's a right that it said, Lo avarti mitzvah secha v'lo shachachti. This is in the Vidui Meiser. I didn't pass over any of your mitzvah, I didn't forget to do anything. Lo avarti milav recha. Lo avarti means, I didn't forget. V'lo shachachti, and v'lo shachachti means, Milahaskir Shimcha Olav. I didn't forget to mention your name. V'ilu Malchus Lo Katani. Doesn't say anything about Malchus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Tani, Lo Shachachti Milahaskir Shimecha U'Malchus Cha'olav. No, you have to say, it's the same thing. I included Malchus when I didn't forget about Hashem. Okay? How do we paskin? Tosfa says, Yesh Mefarshim Demestama Kibraitha Kavaseh, like Rav. That what? That if you don't say Malchus, your bracha is good enough. Mihu, Rav Alphus, Rif, Pasak Rabbi Yochanan, Vechein Pasak Ri, Techol Bracha Sheba Malchus, Shemayim, Ein a Bracha. Ulakach, and therefore, Hoy Omer Ri, Shem Hoy Medaleg Malchus, Shel Brachas Hamotzi, Shetzorach Lachse Vulavarech. If you so fast, you swallow the words, and you don't say Melech HaOlam, you got to say it again. Afilu dolag tevas ha'olam belvad. Even if you just forgot the word ha'olam. The melech levad eno malchus. Melech of what? Right? With the melech. Right? It's also nothing. Ubrachas shal shmon esrei. Or ubrachas shmon esrei. Ein behem malchus. They don't have malchus in there. Right? Not one time. Is there malchus in shmon esrei? De einon boyad bepsicha or bechasima. Ein shayich malchus. It's not that kind of bracha. Malchus is not shayich to say malchus over there. You don't have to say malchus. Abel Elokei Avram, havi kamo malchus. If you say Elokei Avram, that's like malchus because Avram introduced God to the world. So Tosfos is going to say. Okay. Next Mishnah. Valdavar she'en gedulim in the aretz. If something doesn't grow from the ground, Omer shakol ni'e bedvaro. Ala chometz, on vinegar, vala novlos, are spoiled grapes, vala gavai, on grasshoppers, Omer shakol bihye bidvaro. Okay? And is it, why do we pick these three things of all things in the world? Because vinegar has been ruined. First it was wine, now it's vinegar. It was downgraded. Maybe you don't make a bracha at all on that. No, you make a shakol. And the grapes, well, why do you make an eitz? No, because they're spoiled. You make a shakol. And grasshoppers destroy things. What? Dates?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, dates. I'm sorry, it's dates. Right? And then, so it's also a downgrade. And grasshoppers, it's not a downgrade, but they cause destruction. I would think you don't make a bracha. No, you do. As a matter of fact, Rebbe Omer, kol shu min klala im vrachan alav. No, you don't make a bracha on grasshoppers, it's a min klala. All grasshoppers, nobody wants grasshoppers around. It's not like cute little pets, like a cat or, no, nobody wants them around.
Locusts.
Okay. How you lefun of, by the way, even though, says the Masgeret Zav, even though you get hanah from locusts, you get hanah from it. So, didn't we say you're not allowed to put anything in your mouth without hanah? You're not allowed to get hanah from this world without making a bracha? So what? It destroys things. So what? The answer is, because the destruction it causes outweighs the hanah you're getting. I would, and then says it really, don't make a bracha on that. Yeah, you get hanah, but the destruction outweighs that. Hayulafan of Minim Harbe. This is very complicated daf tomorrow. Thank God Michael's giving it. Rabbi Huda says, Im Yesh Bnei Min Shiva Aleha Humavarech. If it's one of the Zion Minim, that comes first. Chama Omim, Varech Alezer and Shigirza. Whichever bracha you want. What the parameters of that are, it's complicated tomorrow. Complicated. Tanar Abanan. Al Davar She'en Gedulim in Aretz. Now, the Brisa brings in more things. You go on basar, meat, doesn't go for the ground. Basar, behemas, chayas, ofos, dogim, fish, omer, shekali medvaro. Al chalav, milk, al beitzim, al eggs, al gvin, on cheese, omer shahakal. Al pas, shipsha, on moldy bread, al yayin, shahikrim, on moldy wine, al tavshil, shavet siraso, the dish is no longer its same dish, omer shahakal. Al amelach, on salt, vela zomis, salt water, right? Yeah? Al kineinu pitrios, on mushrooms, omer shahakal. Remember, the kineinu pitrios, lafidula karkaninu, they don't grow from the ground, it's mushrooms and truffles. Right? Vatanya, we have a brisa that says, hanor de mi peris ha'aretz. Someone says, I'm making another, no peris for me. Osir, mi peris ha'aretz, umutu kineinu pitrios. You'll have mushrooms. Vimamar kol gedule karka olai, all gedule karka, I'm not having any gedule karka, osir, afimengi pitrios. How can you make a shakal on them?
Right.
So Gemara says, Omar Abaya, yeah. Mirbu Rabbi Mara, they do grow on the ground. But Yiminke lo yonkim, they don't nourish from the ground. They nourish from the air. Va'aldover gidulam in aretz ketana. But it says gidulam in aretz. They grow from the ground. Right? So Tani, I'll call Davish yonik min aretz. You have to change it to say that they have nourishment from the ground. Then we said, Al novlos. My novlos, what is that? Omar, Ravzeir, Rabbi Eloi, Chadamar, Bushle Kamra, Sand. What does it say?
Dates scorched by the sun. Dates.
Sun-dried dates. V'chad amar tamri d'zika. Wind dates. Wind-blown dates. So Tanan, our Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shu min klala ein uvarchan alav. If it's a min klala, you don't make a bracha on it. B'shlom alamandar b'shulei kamra. If it's sun-dried, hanu d'kar le min klala. It's a klala. The sun ruined it. Ela, lamandar amar tamri d'zika, my min klala. What's the min klala? What's wrong with them? Okay, so it got windy, so No, Ashira, on the other things on the list. Grasshoppers and bad, right? but not dates. Ikadami, Bishalanar, Bishule Kamra, if you say it means sun-dried dates, Hanadivarachin le Shakal. That's how you make a shakal. Elarandamar, Tamar de Zika, Shakal, Barbi Agent Vayal of Ruche. They ate. What's wrong with them? So the wind blew them. So what? They still ate. Still fruit. Ella, Benovlo, Stama, Kuliamala, Pligid, Dibishule Kamarino. Now everyone holds Stam dates that we mean, Stam Novlos means sun-dried. Ki Pligi, Benovlos, Tamara. If it's called Novlos Tamara, Benovlos Tamara, where it says Novlos Tamara, Ditnan, there's a Mishnah in Demai, Hakal and Sheba Demai, these things you don't have to give Demai on. Hashithin, HaRimon, VaUzdarin, Benoshuach, Benoshikma, Gufnin, Venatzva, Venovlos Tamara. That's the one we want on the list. Novlos Tamara. Why don't we have to give Demai on these things? There's a few reasons. Some say because there's an achash of a fruit. No, these are not chashev things. Most of the time they're hefker. Even the Am Haaretz doesn't care. Right? No. Others say because it's hefker. Others say because... Yeah. Fine. Shithin, Amr Yochanan, min te'enim, they're kinds of figs. Rimon is kandi, which is lot, L-O-T-E. I have no idea what that is. V'uzdarin is tolshi. That's some kind of cabbage. What is that right here? It's some kind of crab apple. Okay? Beno Shuach, what is that? Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Te'enei Chivrusa, white dates. Beno Shikma, what's that? Amr Rabbi Barachana, Amr Yochanan, Duvli, okay, which is some kind of, it's, what am I right here? It's a sycamore fruit. Okay? Almost finished. Gufnin, Shilhi, Gufni, which is some kind of grapes, the last grapes. Naftza, Parcha, the caper bush. Novos Tamara, that's what we want. Novos Tamara. Rab Eloi, Rab Zera. Chadamar, Bush Le Kamra. Chadamar, Tamri De Zika. One says it's sun-dried, and one says it's wind-dried. Bishlander, Bush Le Kamra. If you say it's sun-dried, Hano Diktoni, Hakal, and Sheva Demai. Seikan who? The putter. It's a suffix if it's really a putter. Vanan, Vavadoin Chayev. But if it's a Vada, then you Chayev. Elrandar, Tamri De Zika, Vada Chayev. It's hefker. Hachamayaskinon, shason goren. No, you made it into a pile. The Amr of Yitzchak, Amr of Yochanan, Mishum of Belazar, Ben Yaakov, haleket, vachicha vapeya. Normally, leket chichem peya, you are putter on meiser. Why? Because it's not mine, it's some onis. Also goren, if you made it into a pile, huk v'ula meiser. You have to give meiser on it. So that's, okay, all that was just to get to the one bottom line. What's the story with these? What are these good dates? It's a machlokas. Okay? We will stop here. Pick up tomorrow the last two words. Ikka da Amri. Everybody have a very good day.